These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. It's Michelle Baber. We have an extra special Monday episode release with TikTok extraordinaire, social media extraordinaire, real estate extraordinaire, and above all, a Bravo historian. It's Michelle Knudsen. Welcome to the show, Michelle. This is going to be a Michelle-centric episode.
I know, right?
We are super excited to have you on the show.
I'm so excited to be here.
We are so excited to have you. So I started following you on TikTok. I don't know if it was like maybe a couple years ago. I started following you when you posted, I think it went viral. A lot of your stuff goes viral. You posted a TikTok, and by the way, anything you want, Jason, cut this. Anything you don't want, just say, Jason, cut it.
Okay.
He's our editor, but also my husband. So if you're like, I don't want to talk about this, just let me know. Jason, cut that part. Okay. I started following you on TikTok. I saw a video of yours that came up about your relationship with alcohol, and it was like this really pretty, almost like you had like a montage of like events and like things with family and like what am I without drinking and like what will my relationship with alcohol be. And I was at a place in my life that I was really questioning what my relationship with alcohol was. I feel like at the time when I saw it, I was drinking pretty heavily. I still drink, but like I thought it was a really refreshing kind of take on, what is life if I don't do this, or can I regulate it? Or, you know, I just thought it was really authentic, and it wasn't in this like, it's either all of this or none of this, or, you know, you were really kind of real, and you would talk about like, you had a lot of videos, I feel like, at the time about like, I haven't had a drink for this many days. Okay, I did drink this day. And like, I know that you're TikTok isn't really so much about that anymore, but that's when I first started following you. And then I just like came to really like be interested in your just life journey, right? So you talked about that. I feel like a lot of TikTok can be like, especially now, like really curated, right? Like it's like, we're doing these dances, or we're doing these like really fun like cuts and like all these edits.
Shoots.
And you just go on TikTok and you're just like, yeah, I had a bad date. Like, yeah. Or this guy like ghosted me, or like, I'm not with restaurant guy anymore. Right.
Yes.
Like,
oh my gosh.
And I find that type of stuff to be like really refreshing anyway. So I started getting into your TikTok that way. How did you get into TikTok, and what made you make the decision of like, I'm just going to just talk about like my life and not really all these other trends, like not necessarily use like all the like the shit that's trending on TikTok. And it's just, it's just going to be you talking to your phone.
Yeah. I mean, I think I should go back and see if I started posting in 2020. I want to say it was 2021, but it could have been 2020. But so I'm 31. So back then I was kind of old for TikTok. Like, I feel like it was so Gen Z.
Yeah.
Not like, I'm cuspy millennial. And so I didn't really get it. And I mean, I knew some people were watching and stuff, but I feel like until like with social media presence, it's not until someone, you know, that comes to you and says, oh, I saw you on TikTok. Like,
yeah,
I didn't think of it as anyone seeing it. I almost treated it like a visual diary and journal, honestly. Like, it was almost like record keeping. Like, remember back in the day when Instagram came out and like you literally treated it like a Facebook album and you just posted
just like
every
a bunch
single
of
pictures.
Yeah, every picture, and you had hashtags. Like, and
curated, like horrible filters, like a picture of your coffee cup on your counter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of how I started it. And I had just gotten. So yeah, it would have been 2020 because I had just gotten into real estate, and one of the first like learning how to edit TikToks I made was about real estate and like becoming an agent and whatnot. And then I was just going through so much, mm-hmm. and it was lockdown. I did right. COVID lockdown in LA, mm-hmm. which was hardcore.
Yeah.
Now living in Nashville, a lot of my friends that did COVID here in Nashville, their experiences were very different and much more open. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, bored in the house. Doing nothing.
Bored in the house and the house bored. Yeah. So you just yeah. were like, I got to do nothing. Yeah. I was pregnant during lockdown. So that was fucking crazy.
Oh, goodness. No,
so you are, it was fucking, I got pregnant. I got pregnant the first day of lockdown. So 4 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. I was like, no way. Because we just thought lockdown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My husband and I were like, oh, like, we'll just be working from home for like a week. So whatever. Yeah,
for sure.
Then like I didn't get to just like do the – I didn't do the pandemic like everybody else. But
yeah, drinking at 3 o'clock.
No, nothing like that. Like I was like sober and growing a person. But what can you do?
Oh, my goodness.
She's wonderful. She's going to be five. She's going to be five like in a month.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
God,
that's so you're
– crazy.
You're originally from L.A., and you're a real estate agent, but you went to school, like you went to college at SMU, right?
I did.
So
yeah.
I live in Dallas. Lauren and I are originally from Dallas.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas. So we're in Dallas. How did you end up in Dallas? How did you end up at SMU?
From,
yeah.
So
because it's a fairly small school, I feel like, you know.
Yeah.
And
it's had like a huge, I don't want to say renaissance, but just boom, I feel like. Like, I feel like SMU now, because I graduated in 2016, so literally almost 10 years ago, which is
that's
insanity.
Crazy to think about. That's only it's 10, crazy. That's 10 years ago. It's nuts.
I know. Everyone on TikTok is always like, can we go back to 2016? I'm like, literally, it's insane that that's going to be 10 years next year.
Yeah, but I don't believe that. It's wild.
I was like kind of a nerd in high school, and I applied to like all of these crazy schools and got into a couple different schools and was trying to figure out. And that's kind of why I say like the renaissance of SMU, mm-hmm. I feel like it's become a better school. It's become way harder to get into.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in the ether in a way that it wasn't back mm-hmm. then. And my college counselor, I think like two kids from my high school, two or three had gone, and a friend of mine that was a year older was there currently. And my college counselor was like, hey, I think you know, you have a lot of like reach schools, you know, mm-hmm. back, like when applying.
Yeah.
And she was like, I think you should throw in a couple like
safeties of, you know, or just like schools. Probably schools. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, I ended up throwing in SMU. I never visited it. I just,
wow. Like,
never just applied, and I ended up getting in, and I got like a half ride scholarship.
Oh, that's so good, because I was like, that school is not cheap for any of you. I was thinking about going to SMU.
Yes. So I, as soon as I got that, I was kind of like, oh, okay, you know, like that's really something to consider. And my sister went to NYU, and mm-hmm. I was choosing between like NYU and UCLA. My mom went to UCLA. My sister went to NYU.
Oh wow!
I grew up 5-10 minutes from UCLA. We would go to volleyball games all the time, mm-hmm. go to basketball games. Like, I felt like I grew up there, and I was going to be what, 10 minutes down the road from my parents.
So you wanted like, something just, like different. Yeah.
Fly the coop, fly the nest kind of thing. And I thought about NYU long and hard. It was like an incredible opportunity. Mm-hmm. I got into their business school, and I just wanted college. Like at the final 10-yard line, I was mm-hmm. I literally missed senior prom
oh, wow.
to go visit SMU, and mm-hmm. It was like a movie. Like I pulled onto campus, and the sun.
It's a really pretty campus. It's a very pretty campus, and it's like it's in a very nice neighborhood in Dallas. It's near Highland Park,
like Beverly Hills. Yeah,
I know it's the Beverly Hills of Dallas. What did you like? What did you like Dallas when you were living here during college, or do you just see it as like this was like my college experience?
Kind of like I
it's
don't
hot
want to for you since you live there.
No, it's fine. No, I feel like Dallas is like. It can be a lot. It can be a lot. And it's just like, it's just like a, everything's very spread out. You know, you don't, there's like, even like when you're like downtown, it's like, it doesn't feel like a downtown somewhere else. Like it feels very like they've been working on it lately and like whatever. There's a lot of transplants in Dallas, but it is kind of like, yeah, it's fine.
My thing when I was in like, oh yeah, no, I love it. It very much college for me. I was like in a relationship when I graduated college, and I was like thinking I was going to get married super young and have all these kids and blah 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 blah.
Right? And, yeah. Yeah, know, it's like you went to SMU and you were like, oh, what do we do here? Yeah, yeah.
But I
get your MRS. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I feel like there's not a ton in Dallas. Like there's not a ton of nature and there's not a ton of culture. When I was thinking about it, I was like 21 and I'm like, what am I going to do on the weekends for free now that I don't go to frat parties and tailgates? Like,
yeah,
I just felt like there wasn't a lot.
There's
like,
not a lot. Like, yeah, no. And like, even like, like some of the stuff to do like outside, like if it's like,
yeah,
April to like October, it's like today it's 85 degrees and it's like it's the middle of November. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't miss that.
No, no. And so
that's good to me.
Yeah. So then you moved. So after graduation, you went back to LA.
Yep.
And then okay, so we're like finally going to get into actually something interesting. You're like, why am I just talking about my college experience?
Yeah, I'm like, you take me wherever you want to go.
Yeah. So when you went back to LA, like when did you start working for like the agency? See, now we're talking about something. Because you worked for Mauricio, right? You worked for Mauricio. So that's crazy. So yeah, walk me through that. And then like, let's talk about working at the agency a little bit. Yeah,
absolutely.
And his daughters.
Yes. Yeah, they were all there. Yeah, I have like a crazy history. Like I bounced around from like a lot of celebrity brands, you could say, or
really like did you like Hilton and Highland with the Hiltons?
with Baron and what's Rick? Yeah. Well they broke up, but
they did?
Yeah, Hilton Baron and did is not
it did? I haven't been watching. Anymore. I didn't know that. That's a shock. I didn't know that.
But yeah, no, straight out of college, I got a job working in the mailroom at WME, which is what like Entourage is based off of.
We know WME very
well. So that was interesting. I kind of got like promoted onto a desk by accident. I'm pretty sure they asked me to interview and I was the wrong Michelle.
Oh my God, that's so funny. There's not usually like a ton of Michelles. Like it's kind of funny.
I know, it's crazy. And then I literally got fired 3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy. It was a crazy experience. Literally getting Nerf guns shot at me when my boss needed my attention.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Was your boss an agent? Like, was your boss like an agent at WME?
He was not an agent. Wink, wink.
So he was. Okay. Yeah.
So that
I'm
was
like, I didn't think that you were like an assistant to like one of the accountants there or something.
Yeah. No.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was a very interesting 3 weeks of my life.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went to work at Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle company.
You worked for Goop?
I did.
You ever meet her?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she's like an active CEO.
Okay. No. Now we have to talk about Goop because she is like, okay, Gwyneth is like one of my all time. If I could go back in time and have a senior quote, like redo my senior quote, it would have been a Gwyneth Paltrow quote, which is like, I can't pretend I make $30,000 a year. Yeah. When you get hired at Goop, do they like, is your welcome pack, do you get a welcome package and is it like yoni eggs? Like, is it free range eggs? Okay. What were you doing for Goop? That's insane.
Oh I know. My career trajectory is an interesting one.
Yeah.
For sure. So I was a total like fashion girly. Why I ended up at WME was I wanted like trying to wrap my head around it. I was like, I'll work really hard and make my way up the ladder to do Fashion Week.
Oh, okay.
See, like New York Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my goal. And then when I got fired, literally the only time in my life I've been fired.
It That's was so iconic. Funny that you're fired from WME. Okay.
Oh yeah. And I was like living at home. My boss calls me at like 6:30 a.m. I had like just gotten a new pencil skirt. I'm walking out the door. I'm living at home with my parents and he calls me
oh my God.
Screaming at me on the phone. So I just put him on speaker. My parents just listened to me getting fired. I'm like, well, okay. You know,
oh my God. He fired you over the phone.
Oh yeah. Do not come in.
That's
today.
Crazy. Do not ever
come back to this literally because I wouldn't sign my,
oh my
life
God.
Away for 5 years. Like, the way it works, like,
damn,
multiple assistants, and I was an assistant two, and the assistant above mm-hmm. me, assistant one, wanted to leave, and she was like, "Okay, are you in this for the next 5 years?" And I said, "I don't know, maybe." And then he called me the next morning and said, "A maybe is a no, so don't even bother coming into work today." And I said, "Okay,
wow.
great, I'll drink rosé by the pool."
Yeah, and then did Gwyneth call you?
Oh my
god, one of those
no.
Hollywood stories.
Oh yeah, just call her up, call Taylor up. Yeah, so I got the job at Goop in fashion back to my normal life. So I mm-hmm. always wanted to be a buyer. I did like buying internships. I worked at Chanel for a couple years when I was at
wow.
SMU. I did all like summer internships in retail or fashion merchandising, buying kind of all of the fashion stuff. So I joined Goop. It was still pretty small at the time.
Oh my God.
I think I was like, maybe like 40-ish, like,
oh, like 40, the
40-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was at like a general buyer's assistant because at the time it was still pretty small. So they mm-hmm. had a two fashion buyers, a home buyer that also did the gift guides, and a beauty buyer. And I kind of assisted all of them.
Okay.
And got to do a little bit of everything and thought about going into home instead of fashion, but ended mm-hmm. up going up the ranks in fashion. So when I left, I was the denim and intimates buyer.
Holy shit. So how long did you work for Goop?
Maybe like 2.5 years.
Oh, wow. And and Gwyneth really like does actually show up and like she's like a pretty active CEO. Like she does go into the office. I always wondered that because I'd like watch interviews with her and she'd be like, my day, like I start my day with like, you know, coconut pulling and then, you know, and then I like do a Tracy Anderson workout and then I'm at the Goop offices and I'm like, is she really there? Or is she only there recording? Like they did a reality or they did a Netflix show about Goop. Were you there at Goop when they did that? Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Maybe, I forget if they filmed that right after I left. So that office that show is in, they must have filmed it right after I left, but mm-hmm. they had just casted it when I left. I left end of the year, and I think right after the new year, they moved into that office. So I was still in this smaller office. But yeah, I mean, she has a busy schedule. So
yeah.
It's not like she's there every day, but she's
like really like pretty hands on. Like, that's pretty impressive because like, you know, like sometimes it's like celebrity brands, but I feel like maybe hers, like I feel like Goop, it's first of all, it's been around, I feel like for a while now, like it's definitely been around now. And also, I don't know, like I feel like she's always kind of been, even like the name like Goop, it's like, you just remember it. Like, did you get to do, like, I would imagine working there, like, you would get access to a lot of, like, some of, like, the weird treatments or, like.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do, like, energy healing or anything? Like, were they like, we're going to have an energy healer for, like, one of the articles if anybody wants to try that.
For sure.
Wow. So, like, what's, like, the weirdest, like, thing or what was, like, the coolest thing that you got to do just because you worked there so you – there was always like probably energy healers or weird.
I mean, there was always so much like weird stuff. I mean, my favorite stuff was because I was the lingerie buyer and I would help out the home team was like.
Well, that's so like different though. It's like home and lingerie.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
But home would do the gift guides. Right?
Yeah.
So like there, I want to say there was like a sex guide every year. And mm-hmm. so. even just like going to Chateau Marmont for like a lingerie.
You
showing,
oh my god!
Like just
I'm so jealous.
Chic. It was yeah. so fun. I oh miss those days.
Like, oh my god!
The lingerie I have goes crazy. Like because all of my clients would gift me stuff. So that
do you still have it? Do you still have like a lot of lingerie from your Goop time? Wow, I
lots
that's
of
so
lingerie.
Cool.
So like
I love that. I'm so jealous. I have like no lingerie, but.
I mean, it's expensive. But the best.
Yeah, some of that stuff. And yeah, I wouldn't imagine Gwyneth would be like, try this like Walmart lingerie and let it like write an article. Like, no, I don't think so.
But being like 23, 24 and like from all of the samples of like beauty and home and like we would have to get things personalized for the gift guides. And then obviously you get to keep it after because. Can't resell it.
Yeah.
Having a home stocked by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh my god.
Things,
like curated. Oh my god. Oh, curated by Gwyneth.
It was so hard to leave. Like
I would imagine
that budget of free high end things.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, how do I afford this? I can't afford
like
this.
Like what am I supposed to do now? What the fuck?
Yeah, where go back to Target.
Like I'm gonna have to go shop? Yeah. Yes. I don't fucking hearth in hand.
I know. Oh my god.
Fuck that.
Literally. Do love Target. That is more my budget now, but I have some good Le Creusets and all that kind of shit for my Goop
days. Oh my god.
So.
Oh my god.
It was a fun time until
yeah.
wasn't, so.
And then you okay, so how did you transition into real estate after
real
that
estate,
and then
yes.
end up at the agency?
Yeah. So I got recruited out of Goop and I went to Paige Denham, which is another like celebrity adjacent. Paige Adams mm-hmm. Geller used to be a big model and I was there. It was not a fit. I left pretty quickly and I was there for 6 months and I was sitting at my desk and I was just like, this cannot be it. Like I have to be seated at my desk mm-hmm. from 9 to 6. I can go and ask my boss if there's anything else I can do and ask for more work and be
yeah.
told no, but not be allowed to leave the office. And I was
yeah,
just
you
like,
just felt like chained there.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, literally, I tell people it was like an ass in seat policy. And mm-hmm. that's how I put it. And I was just like, I can't wrap my mind around the thought that I'm asking for more work to do, mm-hmm. not only being told no. I'm also asking for more work to do to get a raise and get promoted
yeah.
and make more money. And then all of a sudden I was like, okay, I've got to go into a commission-based business. So I quit right before vacation to Hawaii, which they denied
oh, wow.
my vacation to. And I said, okay, no problem.
Well, then
I quit. yeah. And I went to Hawaii and that was great. It would have been 2021, I think.
So you were working at the agency during this time?
Yeah. So
okay.
I left Goop in end of 19. Mm-hmm. I go to Paige for 6 months. Or no, I left Goop end of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did 6 months of 2019 at Paige, quit, got my real estate license in like a month or two. And started in real estate. I worked for an agent mm-hmm. at Compass Beverly Hills as an unlicensed assistant from like September 19 until mm-hmm. December 19. Finally got licensed. There was like a long wait period to test to get your license. So I had to get an unlicensed job.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, I would have gone freaking broke. Mm-hmm. So I worked for him. And then as soon as I
yeah.
got licensed, I went to the agency. And so I started at the agency January 3rd, 2020.
Oh, my God. Oh,
right
my God. That's right before COVID.
Yeah.
And when did the agency start? Because it's not like – because he was – so Mauricio was like with Hilton and Highland. Like he was with Rick.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that was like the original kind of falling out between – well, one of the falling out. They've had many falling outs, Kyle and Kathy.
Yeah.
So I don't know when the agency actually did start,
the
but
agency,
I feel like it wasn't around
I
for too long.
This. Well, we just recently hit a 10-year anniversary, I want to say.
So do you still work for the agency just out in – you're just in Nashville now?
No. So
okay,
I don't work
left.
For the agency anymore. So, yeah, I left – so I was with the agency for – that would have been last year. So I was with them for 5 years in California.
Oh, wow.
And then – they have a franchise here in Nashville. met with them here, and I ended up joining a team when I got licensed in Tennessee, kept my license with the agency in California, and because I was on a team there. So Mauricio founded the agency with a group of people. A lot of people only know him. But
yeah. Like, I don't know if, like, was he, like, the one who, like, I wasn't thinking, like, he interviewed you, but maybe he did. I don't know. Did he interview you?
No. So he founded the agency. There's seven of them. So I'm pretty sure it's seven. Mauricio, Farah, his daughter.
Yeah.
Mauricio's dad, Blair Chang, Billy Rose, and then Paul Lester and Aileen Kimura. And Paul and Aileen are a duo, and I worked for them.
Okay.
So I was on their team. So it was really fun. It was really fun. When I started, we shared, like, okay, so imagine like, you know, that French kids book, Madeline, where all the beds are like in a row.
Yeah.
So, like, think of like a hospital with like all the beds in a row, and like you have like shower curtains, you know?
Yeah. That's like, yeah. Little bit.
So our office, that makes it sound like it wasn't nice. It just was, all of the walls were like movable. So
if interesting.
To, like, make a bigger office if like a big agent comes in, or if a team leaves and then you want to like move walls and have like four smaller offices. That's kind of how like our office was. And my team's office, I sat in our little room, you could say, with Paul and Aileen. We shared one of those movable walls with James and David from Million Dollar Listing LA, if you watched that.
Yeah, I haven't watched that show in like forever. I think the last time I watched it, it was still like the Altman,
Josh Flagg.
Yeah. And then
James,
like,
and David are the Brits.
Okay. I do. Okay. Yes. I do know them, James and David. Okay. I do know them. And then, yeah, I haven't watched that show in a few seasons. I did watch like a few seasons with, is there Tracy? Is that her name?
Tracy Tudor. Yeah.
Yeah. But she's like, they're actually real estate agents there.
Yeah, on that
show. Cause I know like Selling Sunset, I don't think any of them are actually, you've talked about that on your,
I do.
Yeah. They're not actually, they're not actually,
some of them aren't even licensed, which
that's crazy.
Crazy. No, Tracy, I know, I need to do like a Million Dollar Listing kind of recap TikTok. Everyone's asking for Selling the OC after I did Selling Sunset. So I need to do that too. But no, Million Dollar Listing LA, all of those agents do massive business.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I like, especially like the Altmans, I feel like they have like their own thing happening. So you were with the agency for 5 years. So like, did you like interact, like, were you around when they shot the one reality TV show that was canceled?
It was a nightmare.
Really? So it was like
every day.
Every day. And it was like his, it was, I think it was, I, cause I watched it. I watched the very short lived, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. I mean, like, it was like, oh, these kids are pros, but like they grew up with it, right? With Kyle. Like, what was that like? And how did they decide? I mean, really, it was just centered around his children that were working for his business. Although I think, wasn't it like one of the daughters wasn't very good, but the other daughter was pretty good at real estate? Yeah, I don't remember anymore. But
the Alexia storyline of it all. I mean, like, the boring piece of it is that it was just like so disruptive, like having left.
Yeah, just like if you're just not on camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just signing, like, I mean, like, I would imagine just like cameramen in and like, get out of here. Like, we have to do lighting. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But no, I mean, in my personal opinion, like when it came out, it wasn't, for me personally, good PR for me as an agent at the agency.
Because you don't think it was really reflective of like what it was actually like to be an agent there, or it was like,
I don't think it served the brand.
Okay.
In the best way.
Yeah.
And that's just my personal opinion. I think it was like just a lot of attention.
Noise. Right. That wasn't really about like real estate, because it was different than like any of the other shows. Like, million-dollar listing where you're actually seeing a lot of these, like, homes. I don't know. Maybe they were doing that on the agency, but I feel like it was a lot of it was centered around, like, Alexia's boyfriend. And then I think it was also around the time that Kyle and Mauricio were separating, or they were separated, or Kyle didn't have a girlfriend. I don't know. Yeah, talk about that. Did you ever see Kyle make out with another woman?
I did not.
You heard it here first. She only does that on camera if she's shooting a music video. So did you ever, it's like, did you ever meet Kyle then? Like, would she just like ever come in and like be like, hi, honey, just like visit her husband?
Yeah. No, they were all around a lot. And I think, or I guess, I forget on the show, I guess the whole storyline was that Sophia wasn't good at real estate, but because it's Farah, Alexia, Sophia.
Yeah, it was, which one's the one who's on Ozempic? She was the bad one or something.
Sophia.
Right.
Yeah, she's like very openly about that. Yeah, she doesn't do real estate anymore, but Alexia and Farah still very much are in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a family business.
Yeah.
So then you left LA for Nashville. Mm-hmm. And so this was like a really interesting, this is a really interesting storyline. What's wrong with me? I'm like, so reality. This is an interesting storyline. So you decided like, I'm going to move. And I was like still following your TikTok and stuff at the time. And like you would, you talk a lot about like mental, like being like depression, anxiety, like all of these things, which I find super relatable. A lot of people, like I like when people like, yeah, this is just something that happens. You can have all these amazing things happening in life and still like not feel like yourself.
Yep.
And like you're taking medication, like whatever it is that you need to do to like just like feel better. Like especially like I don't remember like right before COVID, I was like not okay. Like you know, it's just, you know, and I had to get on medication and see a therapist, like all of these things. And sometimes, like, especially when you're in it, it can feel like you're the only person experiencing like those type of feelings. And so sometimes just like when you see that, like, it just fucking happens and it sucks. Yeah, I just found that to be refreshing, and it sucks to go through it. But I kind of like, I applaud you for talking so openly about it. You know, just like the more people that talk about it, the 100%. More like we just like destigmatize, like it's okay to like not feel okay, even though it's kind of a cliche thing to say. But like you kind of decided, I think like you have a family home outside of Nashville or near Nashville, right?
Yeah. So Nashville is like a very funny story. So like we were talking about SMU and I was like, oh yeah, I had a boyfriend that I thought I was gonna like marry and have kids with and blah, blah, blah. So he lives like somewhat close to Dallas.
Okay.
I won't dox him, but I was not going to stay in Dallas. I was not going to stay in Texas. And I went back to California and we stayed long distance to like middle of the country all the way to LA. And we were doing like long distance for,
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like a year and a half. And so through that period, we were trying
to. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And like, so I like, and getting to him was not a direct flight. Like I was never going to move where I wasn't going to stay in Dallas. He was never going to move to LA. Like we had to kind of find something in the middle. And so we'd like gone to Savannah, Georgia. Like we knew we wanted a smaller southern city, which is like the funny part because Nashville is quickly becoming not a small city.
Yeah.
It's growing up.
Yeah.
But we like did Savannah, Georgia, and then we had a wedding in Athens and thought about Charleston and all of these kind of like mid-tier.
Yeah.
And we came to Nashville like on a whim with my parents. They were coming here for a concert. And like if I was going anywhere in kind of like the southeast, he would always like come meet me. And I just loved it, like fell in love with it. Absolutely, like head over heels. I was like, I want to move here. And I got super obsessed with Nashville. And I'd like taken a couple trips, probably like 3 or 4 trips, us looking to buy a house here and like basically move here together. Find the house, we break up. Like,
oh my God. Right after that. That's crazy. Wait, did you all, were you like under contract when you, like, had you bought the house? Like, put a deposit
in? I think I'd seen it. And then, yeah, we like crazy life things happen.
Yeah.
We just like went through something really traumatic together and just came out the other side as different people and mm-hmm. ended up breaking up. And I bought the house anyways. So I bought a house in Nashville. That would have been December 2017.
Wow.
Thinking I'd move here at some point, I put a renter in it. And mm-hmm. Anywho, so I had that from 2017. I'd come and like check up on it and my family would come. My mom started falling in love with Nashville. And I had a friend here from SMU that was a real estate agent. And he came to me when, you know, the market was going crazy in mm-hmm. 21 and was like, have you ever thought about selling? Like, I could get a crazy price for your house. And I was like, let me do the due diligence and decide if like I'm going to move here and move into this house. I met with mm-hmm. architects and designers to see if I could like make it right for me, if I could like change the garage, like little things to make it mm-hmm. kind of like a dream home. And it was just too complicated. So I ended up selling my house, like investment property here mm-hmm. in 21. And literally the next month, my parents closed on their second home here in Franklin.
Wow, so that's crazy.
As soon as mine kind of went out the window, my parents bought the ranch down in Franklin. So as soon as that hit, that would have been like early 2022, we started spending so much more time here.
Yeah.
We were here probably like once a quarter. And it just, that was as my real estate career was taking off in LA. And it just felt mm-hmm. like I was never going to move here. How do you walk away from a city specific business mm-hmm. and start over? It's not like I'm virtual or, you know,
yeah.
I'm an accountant. And can
how do you walk away from Mauricio? And
I know.
Those kids. How do you walk away from that? How do you walk away from Mo? Was he ever high at work? No, just kidding. You know, remember that one episode where he was like high?
It's
probably more than one episode. Yeah, it wasn't probably not like he was like coming into the office and he's like, I'm high. My wife's gay. Like, it's not, it probably wasn't that scandalous.
It is legal.
He would have gotten a second season if he really walked around doing that, though. If he
was, that would have been iconic. Like literally, like,
I'm on drugs. My wife is now gay. My daughters are bad at real estate. A girl can dream. So you're a Nashville. I also like, I mean, that house is like to die for, like, just like the, like your different TikTok videos. Like when you've I think that house is so cool because one of the other things that you're really into that I'm super into is like, you love like cooking and hosting all and like all of the things. Yeah.
Literally.
So I would like,
dream.
Like actually like not that long ago, you posted something about like hosting tips or something. And like one of the things is like putting like getting like pretty napkins and putting them in the bathroom when you're going to have a lot of guests.
Yes.
And I was like, that's so fucking smart. Cause whenever we only have one guest bathroom at my house and I'm like, that towel gets so nasty and I feel bad.
So
I started doing that.
Yay. I love
it. It gets so nasty. And the words of NeNe Leakes, so nasty, so rude.
I love
so
NeNe.
I know we need to bring her back. It's still so upsetting to me.
It's scary.
Atlanta has not been the same. Like the show, the franchise hasn't been the same. I feel like the city as a whole probably hasn't been the same without NeNe on the show. Just like just her aura of like being mean to Kenya.
Oh my gosh, like, Kenya. That was crazy. Was that
Kenya getting fired or how she got fired? Yeah, that was really like difficult for me. Well, it's kind of bad, but you know, she was like, I will say like this controversial take, but I've talked about it before. Like she was probably my favorite housewife, which is
serious?
She was because you know what? Like I always felt with Kenya, like even when there was nothing happening on the show and nothing was interesting, especially after NeNe left, like Kenya never stopped delivering in terms of just like,
fair.
She was always interesting.
Moving it
she
forward.
Was always an interesting character to watch.
Yeah,
just, fair. You know, just like she really like lived in this like Gone with the Wind fabulous sort of just, yeah. And just, just some of the things that she'd say, like, at least I didn't pimp my daughter out for John Legend tickets to Kim Zolciak. Like, I think about that.
I miss Kim. Did you watch, do you watch Next Gen?
I did not watch Next. I saw really? Clips. I hear it's good. It's not one it's of the good. Shows that we covered. Right now we're covering SLC, and we had sure. gone back and covered like old episodes of like we covered like seasons 1 through 10 of OC, and like we've just like done a bunch of like all of Vanderpump, all of okay. Summer House. I didn't watch Next. I need to because like
you the thing with,
Bravo's like slim pickings for me these days. Like I don't
it
feel like.
Is.
It's it like is. OC is not good. I feel like SLC is the only good thing we have in life.
It is scaring. It and literally life. Is scaring.
It's sad. Like what I happened to Roni?
So
like,
interesting.
I hate Roni right now. Well, whatever the reboot
is,
they
is reboot coming back? Are they filming?
So
that?
I boots on the ground at BravoCon, which Bravo is happening Con. Right now. So this I is know. What I heard is happening is that they are going to bring back an. Like it's gonna be a mix, so like it's gonna be this is alleged. It's gonna be Luann, Sonia, Dorinda,
okay.
Dorinda. By the way, her social media is like so scary, but
it's so scary.
She needs
She's
to be back on
TV.
She's amazing.
Her so when they go to the Berkshires, right?
I think that's what those are my Christmas movies.
I went to Berkshire School. I went to boarding school down the street from her. What is it? Bluestone
Manor. Oh yes. My God! Number one, you're a boarding town. School girly. I didn't know that they made those since Paris Hilton. And then number two, that there's a boarding school there. Oh my God! So you've definitely seen Bluestone Manor.
100%. And the little town when they go to town. That's yeah. Great Barrington. That was like. I'd like get the bus to go to town on the weekends to like pick up cigarettes at the CVS.
Oh my
like
God. You probably went to the same CVS that Dorinda goes to get her cigarettes.
Literally when they went to dinner, it's so nostalgic watching it. I like,
you have lived like such a life. That's so crazy. See what happens when you leave Dallas people. You work for Mauricio, get depression and then move to Nashville. Hey, you're Dorinda adjacent. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, I would so die just to – I want to – like, I think she, like, rents out, like – or you can do events, I think, at her Berkshire's house.
Oh, can you?
I was doing that for a while, and I was like, you can have, like, a dinner party, but, like, she's there, like, you know, obviously. Like, and I think, like – I think you're also just –
like
maybe
a live
hiring
cameo, like cameo.
Yeah, it's like Cameo Live. I don't know. They were supposed to do a reality show there, and I just think
what happened to that.
I just think that like I don't know because the premise was like she was gonna have staff working
staff,
for her,
like a villa. What is it,
Vanderpump Villa? But it's like. I don't know. It's like her own house without guests. Like, I didn't understand how it was going to work. But I don't know if she was maybe too mean to people or she's going to maybe go back to Roni or I don't know what. But
yeah, wait. Okay. So who's – who?
Oh, yeah. So it's alleged it's going to be – okay. So it would be –
Luann, Sonia.
Oh, Carol. Carol.
No.
Sonia, Luann. Carol, Countess, Luann. Yeah. And then new people was going to be – Jessa, I think.
Jessel.
Aaron.
Jessel? Isn't her name Jessel?
Jessel, yeah, not Jessa. Jessel. Maybe I don't know.
She's
I couldn't
funny.
Watch the
I
new
like
season.
Her.
I know Aaron.
Sure.
And then one other girl I can't remember. But Aaron definitely – and I think it's true because, like, Aaron was just on Watch What Happens Live, like, not that long.
And
like, maybe,
at,
like, a few weeks ago.
She's at BravoCon. I think
she's at BravoCon.
On stage or something for some panel.
Yeah, she's at BravoCon right now. So I think like they'll probably announce that. And they're going to do like the new Vanderpump, which I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. But
I like am not a Vanderpump girl. I like when everything like I'm sorry. Like I am the definition of like fair weather fan jumping on the bandwagon. Like when Scandoval like,
happened.
Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, like, let me try to watch this because I'm a Bravo girly, like, but I'm more so a housewife girly. Obviously, Southern Charm is my gateway drug. Like, that's what got me into
it's such
Bravo.
A different show now. Like,
I was watching the
first season. I can't believe that was a show. Like it would never be made today. Like, the fact that, like, I think about it and he's like, having unprotected sex with this 21-year-old, the dinner party? Remember that dinner party where he's like trying to school all of the men how to be gentlemen, but then he's also talking about how he gave up the love of his life while Catherine is sitting there. And then Craig is like, well, I don't think it's very classy for a person here who's slept with everybody at the table. Or like, everything about that scene is like fucking nuts.
You'd think it was scripted.
Yeah, like, you just can't believe like something like that. So now whatever the show is now, which I haven't watched the last few seasons,
It's not great,
it's just, it feels like it's a completely different thing. 100%. Like, I miss Cameron. Like, Cameron was great.
I miss Cameron. I know that she's problematic or something. I don't know. Everyone hates her.
I don't know. I think she's getting a divorce or something. But she left.
I've been seeing that.
Yeah, she left the show.
Funny. I ran. Oh, my God.
She was so funny. Yeah.
So many Bravo celebrities, like, crossed. So I ran into Landon. She like followed me. Like, I was
the dolphin girl. Everyone. She sounds like the dolphin.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, she was on the Hills.
Santa Barbara.
She was on the Hills. It's crazy.
I saw her like on a date or something in Santa Barbara with like allegedly saw her on a date with like a very geriatric aged man.
That's what she likes.
That tracks.
Yeah.
And then she started doing real estate. So I would run into her at open houses and stuff in LA.
Weird.
Like, running around. Yeah.
She a
and
good real estate agent?
My friend dated Craig, too. I'm like, why are you people following me? I swear to God.
Wait, your friend dated Craig?
Yeah.
What was that like for her?
I don't know.
Is your friend – your friend's not Paige and your friend's not – it wasn't Paige, and then it wasn't – what's the girl that he dated on the show forever?
Not on the show.
Naomi. Naomi. I was it was pre-Pillow Craig.
No, it was post-Pillow Craig.
Post-Pillow Craig.
Yeah.
Post-Paige? So it's like fairly recent then.
Yeah. I won't say who.
No, you don't have to, but that's – yeah.
I'm just like these people. And then Craig's like, I feel like they're always here because he's got the pillow store on 12 mm-hmm. South here in Nashville. What's wrong with my sewing? I mean, pop off king. Everyone.
Yeah. I don't know if it was.
Him. I'm like.
Whatever. When he lied about passing the bar exam, like that
he's a
could.
Storyteller.
That's like not a thing that people can immediately find out, or that like the South Carolina bar would be like, no, you fucking didn't.
He is actually unhinged. Like, it is crazy. Like, I
that show, like those early seasons, it's like some of those fucked up stuff. Like,
do you like Austin? What do you think about Austin?
Okay, we'll get into Austin, but like, I think about even like the first season with Thomas showing up. There was an episode where Thomas showed up at Shep's house like in the morning. It's probably not even morning. It's probably noon, but Shep was super hungover and he's like knocking on his window and he's like sitting there and he's like, Catherine might be pregnant. She doesn't know who the father is. You know, she's late on her period and it could be one of us. And like Shep's like so like bleary eyed and hungover. He's like, this all happened today? Yeah, it's all like, messed up.
And you're just like, the lightning
Austin
go ahead
yeah that's why I'm just like I can't whatever it is now I don't know, like Austin, remember that like threesome that got filmed
Madison.
Or whatever and it got Madison. Remember that Madison, yeah, there's the two girls, he's fine. I mean, he really was just like another Shep, like a younger Shep.
Well, Shep used to be freaking hot too, like those first
now he's just like hot. He never had a job. I still don't think Shep has a job. The show's his job.
In like the first season, he talks about like, which is my complete goal in life. He talks about having mailbox money where he doesn't have to work for his money and just having, you know, rental income and owning properties.
Mm-hmm.
Dream, literally dream days.
Yeah. But now he's like, you know, he's like in his 40s. Like he probably doesn't need to be like, I don't know. I worry about him. He doesn't need to be partying all the time.
How old is he? Is he like definitely 50?
Yeah, I think so. Because he was already pushing 40 when the show started. Also, wasn't it so weird that show that like all these like young guys were friends with Thomas and JD? Remember JD?
Yes, I do not.
And
like
they had, what was that like the like they didn't have South Carolina Day, Carolina Day, whatever day that he wanted to have a party for, yes, at his restaurant. They had like, I mean, that. Yeah, whatever.
They gave money those first couple seasons. Like, I am here. Mm-hmm. I do not. Okay, let me give you a hot take. I do not enjoy Vanderpump, especially the early seasons, because I watch Housewives and all of
you want to see Bravo rich shows. People.
Yes.
You want to see rich
yachts.
People.
I want the flights. I want the private jets.
We got,
I want
the yacht. The
outfit.
Yeah.
I want the Birkins. Like, I am not here. My life is hard enough. I don't need to be sitting
watching
there
people.
Watching see, people struggle.
See, that's when I thought Vanderpump was great. When they were all poor. Me. And then I stopped watching it when they all got houses. I was like, I only like you guys when you're renters.
I'm like, I don't want to watch renters. Like, no.
Alexa's a renter on Miami.
Oh my gosh. Don't come for Todd.
Ugh. Apparently she still does sometimes. I don't know. I don't know if they're still seeing each other. Maybe they're officially divorced. I don't know.
I do wonder about like
those Miami
from
girls.
The cheap seats. No, just like those super toxic relationships. Like,
mm-hmm.
That. I mean, it's like pretty unhinged, right? Like she's sitting sobbing at a dinner talking about how terrible he is, and then back with it, like,
but she's like still having
going
sex
on national television, and then to still
slamming
like,
her, yeah,
slamming, you know, her slamming him, and then like you're just back together. I'm like,
she's so interesting though. Well, I'm a star. I was born a star. I love Alexia. Like, it's so weird. The first time I ever saw Alexia on screen was not on Housewives. It was on Cocaine Cowboys. So her first husband worked for Pablo Escobar or something. Yes. He was like a cocaine kingpin and like got cocaine into Miami. And so she was on one of the first like Cocaine Cowboys talking about that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I knew then, so I was funny. Like, I'm going to see this woman somewhere.
This woman is a star. She was born a star.
Yeah. She was born a star. And I'm like, I love it. I miss Nicole on that show. But like, even
me
like,
too.
You know
money.
What? Yeah. Money. But like, yes. It's also like, how does she have so much money? Sometimes I always wonder. Like, I get it. Like, your husband's an attorney, but like the house that they sold a house in Miami to like Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, Bezos. I'm
like,
yeah.
How do you know that much money?
I wonder the same thing. I worry personally, allegedly, for Steph. Sorry, can you hear my dog barking? She's barking and whimpering in her sleep. She's like drinking right now.
That's sweet.
I worry for Stephanie, for Shoma a bit.
You know, she was at Kris Jenner's 70th birthday party.
I heard that.
That's crazy. That. Yeah. She did not have those pictures taken down like Meghan Markle did. She was you couldn't have those pictures left up.
I heard that on another podcast and I was like, wait, I was distracted driving and I'm like, wait, like 15 second back. What did they just say?
They had,
stop. That is so embarrassing.
Oh, that they had the pictures taken down?
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Oh, apparently this is where on the street was that Harry was wearing a pin. Like, you can see it was like a red flower poppy. It's like Remembrance Day or whatever day in like the UK.
I know.
Which is kind of like Veterans Day. And it's like a big thing with the royal family.
Yeah.
She wasn't wearing a poppy.
Oh.
And so she was like, oh, well, now there's all these pictures and like this is getting back into the UK. And like it's just like it was like another thing that pissed off the royal family. And so she was like, take these pictures down because I'm not wearing the poppy.
Really,
it wasn't like I don't even think it was about like with
the
Kardashian? Kim Kardashian, probably.
Really? Like, why?
Probably.
Like, because.
Because she's still royalty adjacent, like she still has the title and stuff, and like probably like I don't think the Kardashians necessarily are like, no, fuck you, like we're keeping up. It was just like, and by the way, it's not like everybody didn't already see those pictures, and
that's
I'm sure that
I don't get.
They've also like, asked other people to take down pictures that they didn't want up necessarily, and so I don't think it was. There was already just so many famous people there.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, Stephanie from like Miami is standing next to Kris Jenner and like Beyonce.
Yeah.
I would have loved to go to that birthday party. Everybody was
there. I can only imagine. I've seen like so many deep cuts on TikTok being like,
And like the police kept showing up. Like that was the thing that also surprised me. They kept getting noise complaints. I mean, it's the worst people in the world, but.
Well, that's what like TikTok's saying, being like, this is just like the mastermind summit of like.
I know. I would have been like, are they actually talking? Or, like, what do they talk about with each other? Like.
Do you think like billionaires and people like that like get like insecure because they're not as like big of billionaires as the other billionaires in the room, and they're like, oh God, like she doesn't even like me.
I think maybe they'll be like, maybe not the billionaires, because that's probably like, that's a pretty exclusive club, but maybe the people who are not billionaires might, like Scott Disick being around Jeff Bezos and even around Kylie and like Kim, who that might make him a little insecure, or just being around Courtney and Travis making out. I don't know. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know. I wonder if Scott was at that party, because I didn't see pictures of him.
No, I mean, it seems like they're so close, Scott and Chris.
Yeah, I don't know how close they are anymore. That's another show I haven't been keeping up with. But
I have not been keeping up.
Well, I think since she got married to Travis and like they have a kid together. But I also think that marriage is not going to last.
Oh, that marriage to me personally, it's bizarre. Is extremely concerning.
It's
extremely
bizarre. Concerning. Like, she looks like a completely different person. And that's okay.
And she does that. But
yeah, but this is like really dramatic. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when they first started dating, and she's one of those, you know, everyone has that girlfriend that just assumes the personality of whoever they're dating.
I thought you're like vocal fry. Yeah. Sometimes that's me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I was watching the Kardashians. I was watching the Kardashians when my daughter was born. I would not let them turn it off. I was like, I just want to concentrate on this. And not like a person coming out of my body. And I like remember when my daughter like actually came out of my vagina. Trusted. It was like, yeah. It was an episode where Kim was talking about the burglary in Paris, and she was saying she was having a lot of panic attacks, and she's like saying, like, because Courtney was in Paris with her, and she was like, I just remember thinking, like, when Courtney comes back and sees my like dead body, that like one day she's able to live a normal life. And that's what I was praying to God. Like, I just hope Courtney can live a normal life. And then Courtney goes, yeah. And then that's when my daughter was born.
Oh my God. That's an epic story, though.
It's amazing.
People on TikTok will always come for me and my vocal fry. They're like, you sound like such a dumb Valley girl. I'm like, bitch, I'm from the fucking Valley. Have you seen Clueless? I'm literally from the San Fernando Valley. So you're telling me.
And so are their Kardashians. They're from Calabasas.
I know. I was their counselor.
Oh, yeah. Courtney and Travis. Something's really weird. Well, I read his biography a long time ago. He's like a hardcore sex addict, and he did the exact same thing with his ex-wife that he's doing with Courtney. And like his daughter's named Alabama from the movie True Romance. And then what, like last Halloween or maybe a couple Halloweens ago, like they dressed as the characters from True Romance. It's fucking weird. And then like they dress
Kim stuff.
Like, he's in love with Kim.
Yeah.
He's in love with Kim.
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole if it was me. But what I worry about, like, to actually be, like, kind, shockingly, for a minute, I, like, you see the light, like, draining out of her, like, in front of us, you know? Like,
she's
it was
miserable.
One thing when she was, like, punk rock, yeah. like, just assuming his personality in the beginning. But, I mean, like, in clips, I mean, I don't know her, but I'm like, this doesn't look good, you know? So
she doesn't
I
seem
hope it
happy.
Doesn't.
I mean, I know they just
had a kid, but too. I'm like, you gotta take care of you.
That doesn't
you
mean know? Anything to that family. You just gotta move on.
Yeah, that's
I don't.
Fair.
They don't get married to stay married over there, and that's okay. No. The women are successful. I'm actually like almost finished with like the unauthorized Kardashian biography book.
Oh, nice. I know.
It was the same author who did House of Hilton, which was like the craziest book ever.
I have not read that. I was trying to decide if I was going to read the Gwyneth Paltrow one. But I don't know.
That would be like your former boss, like her unauthorized biography.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Anyway, so what are you watching on Bravo? So you watch Southern Charm. Do you watch all of the Housewives?
All of the Housewives, every single city. because right now, what, OC, is there another reunion left?
I don't know. I haven't watched the I don't know. I just need the season to be done. I almost miss,
it's
like,
so bad.
Bring
it's
back, so I bad. Almost like, you know what? Alexis was at the, she's at BravoCon right now. So I'm like, really? Are they gonna bring, bring back, she actually got married.
I cannot believe that.
When can you believe that Tamara was at the wedding and at the wedding shower? And
Tamara, I cannot, like, with her. Like, I can't stand her.
Vicky's
and, like,
at BravoCon. Yeah.
I love Vicky. I do.
Too. I think Tamara's only at her best when she's with Vicky.
Interesting. That's a fair play.
Like, it's just like Vicky makes her funnier or something. Otherwise, just a lot of what she does seems pretty cruel. Yeah, it's just really dark.
I'm watching Salt Lake, obviously. And then I'm watching, I go in and out of like all the Below Decks. I can't stand Captain Sandy. So I don't watch, what is she? I can't even remember which
one. I don't know. Below Deck was like one show I just never got into. And then it just became so many different. I was like, there's Med and Caribbean
Sailing,
and
Med.
Like, I don't know where to start. And so I was just like, I never started it. It's just like too much now.
Yeah. What else is even on right now?
Exactly. That's the problem.
Did you watch Mormon Wives? Are you going to watch the new Mormon Wives?
Yeah, I watched Mormon Wives, and then we're covering, I think we're going to cover The Bachelorette, which I've never really watched The Bachelorette, but only because of Taylor Frankie Paul.
Ribbon. Yeah, I got really into, so when I was at SMU, well, you don't watch like The Bachelorette, but so many people love JoJo. Like, have you heard of JoJo Fletcher?
Yeah, she was from Dallas. She lives in Puerto Rico now for tax reasons, but.
Oh, really? So she was the Bachelorette from Dallas while I was in Dallas at SMU. So like all of us girls got super into it because it like you felt close to it and whatnot. So I got into the Bachelorette and Bachelor in college, and I watched it for like a few years. Like when I moved home after college and lived with my parents, I'd like make my mom watch it and like drink wine on Mondays to like feel something now in corporate America. But I haven't watched it in years.
I think the last time I watched it was, I think Nick Vile was the Bachelor. That's how long it's been. And now he's got like a podcast where he lays down the whole time, I feel like, and it's just kind of mean about women on TV. I don't know what he does.
He's disgusting. And the age difference
with his wife, right?
The way he talks about her, the way he talks to her, he is not for me.
He's really like, I don't know. He's pompous or something. I don't love him.
Yeah, he's not for me.
We'll see. I don't know. Like, what do you think they'll announce at BravoCon? I think they'll do the new Roni. Like, is there anything you're hoping they talk, like, announce at BravoCon?
I personally would love to see an update. I don't think it will come, but I would love to see the day Jersey comes back without Teresa.
Teresa's at BravoCon, and it makes me nervous.
I would love to see the day Jersey comes back.
Jersey's hard for me. It's just I can't do another season of this. You know, like I can't do another season of her and Melissa. And now I can't do another season of Teresa being married to a guy who doesn't pay his taxes.
No, I know, girl. I know. I'm so you watch
I can't do it, but she was at BravoCon.
Did you watch Wife Swap?
I need to, but I know they took off the Wendy they've taken off the Wendy episode.
They ended up showing it. So they moved her. She was supposed to be the preview, like, or the first episode. They aired it. They just aired it last.
Oh, they did? Oh my god, I'm gonna watch it.
Melissa Gorga is one of the episodes. And
I think she's fun. I like Melissa. I don't know. Like, Jersey is just – it's just always been so family – or like, it's just so family and, like, so
– enmeshed and
it's just – yeah. Yeah, there's just so much there. And, like, the husbands are so involved, too. I don't know what you do with Jersey. Like, I don't know if you – I think, like, instead of rebooting, Bravo needs just to do what they did with Miami, which is, like, you need to just not have it on for a while. People miss it. And then you bring in a lot of, like, the same people, but then you mix in a couple of new people. Or
I totally agree. I love Dolores, too, though. Do you watch Traitors? Are you a Traitors?
I think Dolores is amazing. I hate Traitors. Like, it's a big I know. I know. My podcast partner is obsessed with it. I don't care about game. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't want to do games and shit.
I do. I can relate to that. I can relate to that. But when it's a good cast, it's a good cast.
Yeah, I did watch the season with Phaedra. That was fun. But other than that, I'm just like, I don't care. I don't want to watch, like, people, like, in, like, wetsuits swimming in Ireland. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just like, you're in a castle. Like, I'm in a castle and you're going to make me, like, go try to find, like, Nessie. Like, are you fucking kidding me right now? And, like, the only reason these people are doing it is because they're just so desperate for airtime. They'll literally, they were like, yes, I will wear a wetsuit in Ireland instead of just, like, hanging out in a castle. Like, I'm just like,
That's true. And in my defense of the wealth and money of it all, like, I like Traitors because of the castle and the fashion and the outfits at the round table. I'm not about to watch, speaking of Teresa, I'm not about to watch Special Forces again.
No,
I don't want to watch people struggle.
I don't want to watch
wake
that.
Up and go to
I don't watch like
that.
The challenge and shit like that. Like, I don't
know.
Like, I don't care
Survivor,
how like
no.
much you can like. Swing on a rope. Like, I have like, I only have so many hours in a day to not do my job. So, like, I'm gonna spend it wisely. Like, when I would watch Traitors, because we covered it on our podcast, like, I just fast forwarded through all of the challenges and I was like, someone will tell me what happened. Yeah, I'm like, I'm good on this. Yeah.
Are you a Love Island?
Okay. I can't get into it. I think I need to try it again. But I was just like, why is there so many episodes? It's like why I stopped watching Bachelor, Bachelorette. Like, why is an episode 3 hours long? You know,
I got
like
into it in COVID. Like I was
like the UK one.
Yeah. I went from like the start. I did UK first from season one. Like I did.
Oh my god! Because that who was the that the host.
It was when they were like smoking. Like,
well, like the host, she dated like Harry Styles, and then she like the first host of Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Caroline Flack.
Yeah.
I watched all the way through UK, and then I got really into Australia. Australia gets a bad rap, like in the Love Island community. I think it's really good, and then I'm not super into US, but I did watch like. Oh my God, speaking of, I literally need to go to this. I have to figure it out. I have plans on Sunday, but I just got invited to this party by this like agency. And they're basically the agency that reps all of the like PPG girls. You're not a Love Island girl, but like Kaylor.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Lauren's going to freak out.
That big US season that like went crazy, like Kendall. Like,
you're
going to
go.
Kendall?
Are they repping you, the agency?
No.
You're just going to a party.
They invited me to this party, but they had like the guest list of all their like talent that would
Holy
be there.
Shit. That's
and
crazy.
I'm like, I need to go see all of those Love Island people, but I literally have plans, but I'm going to have to skirt out early, I think.
Oh my God. That's so exciting. Them. The agency, not the
know,
agency,
right?
but a different agency.
Exactly.
Ah. Oh my God. That's crazy. Okay. So then we'll wrap. Okay. We need to land this plane. Yeah. So your social media, speaking of Love Island, you also just talk a lot about being single and dating and all of that. How is that going for you right now? You're in a relation. You're with a new guy.
Yes.
I think. Do you still call him new guy?
Yes.
Okay. Like I was watching you when you had like 5 date guy, restaurant guy.
Oh,
now there's a new guy.
Now there's a new guy.
And it's going well with new guy.
A little bit. There's been a lot of guys around, I suppose. No, it's great. I mean, I've made a TikTok. I need to post it. But some girl commented and was like, how do you only have a new boyfriend? I'm like, that's literally the point for me. Like, I want to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I want to find someone to have a long-term relationship with. I got into a relationship, restaurant guy.
Yeah.
Decided it wasn't for me, kept it moving on to the next. And I am much happier now. And I hope that stays the case. And if not, I will do the same process of going in a different direction and keep on keeping on.
Does new guy watch any reality TV at all?
No, he's so like buttoned up.
My husband, I'm like my now husband. He's the only husband.
Your current husband.
My current husband.
I mean, it's appropriate to call
my now husband. Partner, well, because when we got together, he was like, he didn't watch reality TV. And I was like, well, I do. And so if you want to hang out, this is what I do. And yeah. He watches all of it. And he also, like, he edits this podcast too. And so he watches all of it. Like, he'll just, like, even when I'm like, going back, because I said, like, the Berkshires are, like, my Christmas movies. Yes. Like, I'll go back this time of year and, like, rewatch and all of them. Seasonally. And, like, even he's like, God, I've seen this so many times. So, like, I don't need to see it again. And then he'll still, like, stop in the living room and just, like, stand there for, like, 40 minutes watching it. And I'm like, you might as well just
That's
sit
how
down.
You get the guys.
You just put it on. He watches all of it. So I'm like, because I was going to be like, is he going to go with you to that event, the new guy? But.
Oh my God, I'll drag him to TikTok stuff all the time. Like,
that's fun.
He loves it and is fine with it. But we've only been dating for
like a month,
literally like 6 weeks. Like, short. So the only thing we've ever watched, we're watching the Murdoch show. Cause I
followed
that case from like the
beginning. I was like, I was like, gonna ask, like, you somehow knew those people.
Oh my God.
It was a South Carolina connection. Yeah, no. I was watching the Hulu show. I read the book, or I listened to the audiobook about it, and it's fucking that family's.
It's crazy.
And yeah.
Literally, I was a consumer. So Mandy Matney, who I think like produced the show, she's involved. Mm-hmm. So, and she did the audiobook, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Before that, she had a podcast where she was like live dropping, like, hey, like, just found this out, like, discovering all this shit. And it was during COVID. It was like during like 2020 or 2021.
Oh my God.
And I was like one of her like 600 subscribers. Like, I
holy
was like,
shit. Like, when it was all happening. That's crazy. Yeah. So it's also like fucked up because it's like, it doesn't make sense that he lost all of his money from like Oxy. Like, none of it is, it's all super weird. His like, and also that his son Buster like just got married. And this was so weird because I was like on, like, well, I'm on TikTok every day, but like not that long ago, I was on TikTok and I got on my FYP, like his new wife, like posting about their wedding day. And she was like, this is the happiest day of my life. And was like showing, I was like, oh my God, because like his son Buster still says that his dad's innocent.
Yeah. Oh, fully. Yeah.
Fucking it's crazy. Insane.
But yeah, we're watching that. But I'm sure at some point, like when we're just out and about a lot right now.
Yeah. That's healthy. So, like, I'm like just watching, like, I'm just Dorinda now, just like in my house watching old episodes.
I am outside the house. I have never been.
And I have like, we have our kid, you know, like my daughter, she's 4. And like, whenever I was like, I watch Housewives, I'm like, it's one of my jobs. Like, she hates it so much. When she was like 3, she would like cover her ears and be like, I don't like loud mommies. That's what she called Housewives.
Loud,
like, she would just see
mommies.
It was like, she was at an age where she thought all women like were just moms. And so she was, so like, cute. Just watching, like, women scream at each other. She's like, I don't like loud mommies.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll wrap it up. But, like, where can people find you on social media? Or, yeah, where can they find you and reach out if they want to? I don't know if you want people to reach out, but, you know.
No, yeah, I would love it. So I'm at Michelle Knutson on Instagram and TikTok. And you can also follow Red Fox Ranch TN on Instagram. That's our property down in Franklin. And that's about it. That's me. Thanks for having me. This was so fun.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much for doing our show. Bravo Break.